Okay, what might your mother use a sweeper for?
We always had a regular broom.
Was there any local people that made their own?
I have seen those, but it wasn't in the city particularly. I have seen those mostly in Sewanee and backwoods, as we would go through the backwoods country. Before the days of the highways and all, you'd go to the regular roads, and it was long and tedious to drive up to where Daddy's mother lived in Fort Meade, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And it would take us 2 days sometimes to go up there. It was not good weather. And you'd see people sweeping their steps with brush brooms that they had tied together with.
That's it. Okay. Let's see, what else? Above, on the second floor, above the ceiling, would you have a space in this?
Attic?
Yeah, is that what you call that, or do you have another?
Well, for a long time we didn't see a lot upstairs, so we didn't have the attic. We could see the rafters. And they used to worry because the cobwebs would fall up there.
Right.
And they worried. I was afraid one was going to fall down. And then later Daddy got busy and made the ceiling up there. And he did have an attic opening there and could store things upstairs on the attic.
Is there a difference between cobwebs and the things that a spider makes overnight?
That's cobweb.
Are all cobwebs?
A cobweb is a, it makes it a webby material that they put forth, manufacture some way. And I've watched them make it. One kind of spider will make a little fine white one that looks like a piece of gauze almost. Another one will make long threads and then weave it and swing themselves out and attach it to something. And wake them on and swing it out and attach it and cover that whole. Some of those little spiders will cover that whole awning there.
Right.
Swing it from one corner to the other.
But if you have one that's like a circle, looks like a target pin, mm-hmm. You know, the ones, the big ones, would you call that a cobweb too?
Well, that would be a cobweb, yes, but it's always, we always say a big open one, because some of them had spaces this far between their lines.
Yeah, but 3 or 4 inches.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Would you call a bunch of old, worthless stuff that you were going to throw away, what might you call that? Just...
trash.
Okay.
I guess we don't have to. No, I tell you, they recycle so much now, you don't spend as much trash. They recycle all the pins and the glasses, the broken glass, and all kinds of things.
And even saving things separately?
This lady does, and so I'm doing it. She lives on. I was with that 3 years ago. And she was a school teacher.
Handicapped
children. And so she belongs to a woman's club, and she takes recycling materials to the university, and she takes a class in the university, anything to fill in her time to keep it.
Right.
She's going to take a tour around the world in August.
Lucky.
Yeah, she sure is. We went on 2 tours 3 years ago. We went on one for the church group. It was 48 of us. By air to Amsterdam.
That's a pretty busy trip.
Oh, it is. But 3 weeks we've gone. We were just busy all the time, but it was marvelous. We got some wonderful pictures.